Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
This is Jam and James Riley on your favorite hour for great and killer music. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now that's right, we start our killer countdown later in the program. On this episode, we hear number 20 through 16 of your favorite Jerry Lee Lewis tunes, and that's to celebrate the killer's birthday. We also hear part one of our interview with his sister, Linda Gail Lewis.
More than anything in the world, all I ever wanted to do was be on the road with my brother.
Much more coming up, plus tunes from Elvis Presley, the John Lindbergh Trio, Roy Orbison, Jay Milano, and this one to kick things off. You may remember a great Scottish neo-rockabilly band called the Shakin' Pyramids. Now, Railroad Kenny McLellan and Davy Duncan from Shakin' Pyramids formed a new band called Velaninos. And this is from their self-titled project. Here's Bully for You on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Well, you're nearly in a mess, you're nearly in a jam. You're born with a dollar in the palm of your hand. If I say black, I know you're gonna say white. Everything that you say just gotta be right. Cause you're all done and dusted. Well, that's good, bully for you. All done and dusted. As a pup, you had your cake and you ate it all up. We got by without a humble pie. You're like a worn-out record, I give it a buy. So you're all done and dusted. Well, that's good, a bully for you. All done and dusted. Well, that's good, a bully for you. There ain't no fly zone. But done I can do, a bully for you. You gotta have the best, and everybody else better settle for the rest. I wish you'd trip, maybe slip and fall, cause I just can't get a kick of a ball. All done and dusted, well that's good, a bully for you. All done and dusted, well that's good, a bully for you. Hey, there ain't no fly zone, but done I can do, a bully for you. So you're all done and dusted, well that's good, a bully for you.
So long. Still every time I think of us, I get blue. But all I can do is dream you. Thank you.
It's the late, great Roy Orbison from the project Mystery Girl. It's a tune that Billy Burnett co-wrote called All I Can Do Is Dream You. Now, Billy has talked about being in the studio recording this with Roy when he got the call from Mick Fleetwood to join Fleetwood Mac. He asked him when? He said tomorrow. Now, that's a good day, being in the studio with Roy, getting a call from Mick Fleetwood. Now, besides the Killer celebrating a birthday later this month, well, my wife is as well, and yours truly on September 5th. Now, many years ago, I found a recording of Elvis singing Happy Birthday to his guitarist at the time, James Burton. And, of course, for years I just pretended like he was singing that to me. Now let's hear it, as well as the 1956 cover of Arthur Crudup's My Baby Left Me.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear James, happy birthday to you. Hot damn right.
You told me it was high class, but I can see through.
So you weren't able to make it out to your favorite festival this year.
Or you forgot to buy your favorite band's t-shirt in concert.
Or you just can't get enough of cool merchandise from the rockabilly scene. Rocking Merch is the place for you. The official online store for Viva Las Vegas Rockabilly Weekend. As well as pomade, CDs, records, DVDs, and other merchandise from some of your favorite rockabilly artists. Find them online at rockingmerch.com. It's your one-stop shop for all your rockabilly needs. Hey, we're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and we just heard Jay Milano from her Rocket Girl project and her cover of the Lieber Stoller tune Hound Dog. First a big hit for Big Mama Thornton, then for Elvis Presley, and covered by a wide variety of artists. Hey, we've got Linda Gil Lewis on the phone, but first, from her Lie and Deny album, it's Real Wild Child.
Well, I'm just out of school and I'm real, real cool. Got the jump, got the jive, got the message, I'm alive. I'm a wild one. Ooh, baby, I'm a wild one. Gonna keep you shaking, gonna keep on moving, baby. Don't you cramp my style, I'm a real wild child. Come on, baby, shake all night long. Shake till the meat comes off of the bone. I'm a wild one. Oh, yeah, I'm a wild one. I'm gonna keep you shaking, gonna keep on moving, baby. Don't you cramp my style, I'm a real wild child. Well, I'm gonna pick you up in my 88. Get ready, baby, and don't be late. We're gonna move it all night long. There's gonna be a whole lot of shaking going on. I'm a wild one. Oh yeah, I'm a wild one. I'm gonna keep you shaking, gonna keep on moving, baby. Don't you cramp my style, I'm a real wild child. Well, I really get to moving when the sun goes down. After dark, I can get around. Gonna move on and make every hop. And when we start to bopping, you know we can't stop. I'm a wild one. Oh, yeah, I'm a wild one. I'm gonna keep it shaking, gonna keep on moving, baby. Don't you cramp my style, I'm a real wild child. 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 Don't you cramp my style, I'm a real wild child.
Hey, it's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and on the phone, the one and only, the queen of the pump and piano, Miss Linda Gil Lewis. How you doing?
Hi, James. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am doing so good. It is an honor to have you on the show. We play you a lot.
Well,
so.
Thank you.
Well, now, you're in Austin, Texas now. Is that correct?
I am. I'm a Texan. I went yesterday and got my Texas driver's license.
So how has the move from Georgia to Texas been for you?
Well, you know, moving is always a problem because you accumulate so much stuff everywhere you go. And, of course, we moved from a house into an apartment, which we really like apartment living better.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to worry about things. It's just much, much easier for us. So we had to get rid of a lot of stuff. And then, you know, when we started down here, we didn't realize how far it was. We thought we could drive it in one day, and we couldn't. We had to stop at a motel and spend the night. It was so far.
Yeah.
It's a very long way from Atlanta to Austin. I'm going to write a song and call it that one of these days.
That is a great title, actually, from Atlanta to Austin.
Yes, darling.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to talk about this fabulous new project of yours, and might I say killer new project, a Hard Rockin' Woman on Landmark Records. But we'll talk about that in a little while, but want to talk about a lot of different things, and we'll start at the beginning, which is always a good place to start. Tell me about life growing up in Faraday, Louisiana.
Well, you know, we spent a lot of time down at Black River when Daddy took Jerry up to Nashville and Memphis. We were living at Black River then. That's when, you know, I had to help my mother and Daddy and my sister, Frankie Jean. That's when we gathered the eggs for Jerry to and Daddy to have gas money. And, of course, they went to Nashville. They told Jerry that he'd have to learn how to play a guitar, and that wasn't going to happen. So, of course, he went then to Memphis, and the rest is history with Jack Clement and Sam Phillips and all the stuff that happened after that. But we were actually living on Black River then. And then as soon as Jerry got his first check from Sam, when he had his first hit, which was, of course, a lot of shaking going on, he got a check for about $40,000, which was, in that day, you know, in the 50s, that was a lot of money.
Sure.
So the first thing that Jerry did was he bought us a brand new Fleetwood Cadillac, and he bought us a beautiful home in Faraday, Louisiana. So I was, by that time, I think I was about 9 or 10 years old.
Okay.
And from then on, you know, there was no more Black River. My sisters had very fond memories of that place. I do not.
Yeah.
I was so happy to be in Faraday. And we spent, of course, a lot of time in Memphis with Jerry.
Sure.
So Memphis is kind of a place that I spent a lot of my childhood as well.
And you mentioned you were about 9 when this happened. Did that leave an impression on you? Like, you know, I think I'd like to go into show business.
Oh, more than anything in the world, all I ever wanted to do was be on the road with my brother.
Yeah.
I wanted that so badly, and I couldn't figure out how in the world to do it, and I hated school. I liked school when I was, you know, in the earlier grades, but as soon as I started to high school, and they were teaching things like algebra, which I did not understand at all, I thought, this is not the life for me. I need to be on the road. So, of course, the next thing that happened is I fell in love with a guy, and I was at that time 14.
Yeah.
I ended up getting married, and that didn't work out, so there was my opportunity. I went on the road.
Yeah, there you go.
So I started on the road when I was 14.
Wow, that's amazing.
But the leaves on the trees. We meet the gang and go to Rockin' Joe. The cats are jumping on the hills and toes. My baby grandpa trying to give me a squeeze. There's nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees. My mama knows every time like me. There's nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees.
You actually recorded some tracks that were unreleased at Sun. Is that correct? When you were about 12, 13?
You know, me and Frankie Jean did a version of Good Golly Miss Molly that has never surfaced.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to that recording. I do not know. And I did Sitting and Thinking and Nothing Shaking But the Leaves on the Trees.
That's right.
And
yeah.
It wasn't actually released at that time, but on some compilation albums that wasn't the real Sun label, but some other label. They were released on some kind of compilation CDs later on after that. And then, but my son release, which I'm very proud of, is Seasons of My Heart with my brother.
Yeah.
So I just barely made it onto the Sun label.
Seasons come, seasons go. We get a little sunshine, rain, and snow. Just the way. But there's no seasons
1963 Seasons of My Heart by Jerry Lee Lewis and our guest Linda Gail Lewis, recorded at Sun Studios. Something about that room, you know, I think we've all been to studios that are maybe more prestigious, you know, the newest equipment, you know, the nicest furniture and everything, but there's something about that room that's just magical.
Well, it was magical, James, but you know, also Sam Phillips and Jack Clement were really, really smart and genius kind of guys. And if you listen, which I know you have many times, and when you hear the music from the 50s, in my opinion, I think the sound that Jack and Sam got was really a lot better than a lot of the records that were being done at that time.
Well, absolutely. That seemed to capture lightning in a bottle that nobody else could. There's a passion and something that they captured that really everybody tried to capture after that, but just couldn't do it.
I know. Eddie and I was just listening today to High School Confidential. Just, you know, I don't know why we picked that one, but you know, I love that one. And we were just listening to it several times in the car on our way here.
Yeah.
We don't totally understand it. We have some kind of Bluetooth thing that works.
Yeah.
And if you have it in your phone, you can hear it in your car.
Yeah.
We don't know exactly how that happens, but it happens.
You know, sometimes, it'll work by accident even.
Well, that's kind of what happened today. But, you know, that was such a great recording. And all of Jerry's songs were just absolute great recordings. You know, I'm a big fan. So.
Yeah. Well, we all are. I mean, I was thinking about this the other day of just, man, there was just nobody like him. And to be able to have that confidence of knowing you're better than everybody else, really, for lack of better terms.
I know. And, you know, after High School Confidential played a few times, then Rock and Roll Time came on.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, I mean, he's an even better singer now at almost 80.
Yeah.
His voice sounds so wonderful on that recording, and that beautiful piano playing he did. That is a great recording. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, Rock and Roll Time is a phenomenal album from start to finish. Definitely.
Yeah, and the song Rock and Roll Time is mine and Eddie's favorite from the album. In fact, it's one of our all-time favorite Jerry Lee Lewis songs ever recorded.
That's,
we love it.
That's incredible when you look at his entire career to say that. And that's I would definitely put that in my top five for sure.
I know. Yeah, Eddie and I have our favorites, Rocking My Life Away and Country Hall of Fame albums. And, oh, you know, I could go on and on. I could talk all day about all our favorite Jerry Lee Lewis recordings.
Oh, yeah.
Love sick. Well, I'm a nervous wreck. Love sick. Ever since we met.
the Lewis family doesn't have to perfect the rock and roll attitude because they invented it. The queen of the pump and piano is back and she's just getting started.
He's a real bad boy and he's sweet on me. He's my good rockin' bass. He's my hard rockin' man.
Linda Gail Lewis makes her Landmark Records debut with Hard Rockin' Woman.
Now pretty soon you're gonna see. Wish you never heard of me. Cause I battle with the bottles of the problems with my gun.
Featuring a stellar band, including guitars by Danny B. Harvey and Quentin Jones, as well as backing vocals by her daughter, Annie Marie Lewis.
Heartbreak Highway, and I might lose control.
Linda Gail Lewis, Hard Rockin' Woman, produced by Quentin Jones on Landmark Records. This is Jammin' James Riley. Just a moment ago, we heard Lovesick from Linda Gail Lewis from her brand new Landmark Records recording, Hard Rockin' Woman. We'll have more with Linda Gail next show, but it's time to start our killer countdown for her brother, Jerry Lee Lewis, brought to us by Landmark Records, featuring that Linda Gail project, landmarkrecords.net. It's where you can find out all of the info. Now, we'll count down the top 20 of your favorite Jerry Lee Lewis songs as voted on by you. Now, remember, this is just a fun countdown to celebrate the music and career of one of the best that's ever been, and not intended to be the ultimate top 20 of all of his songs, because that would be pretty difficult to do because they're all great. Now, number 20 is a single released in February of 1959 with Lovin' Up a Storm on the other side, Roland James on guitar, Billy Lee Riley on bass, and Jimmy Van Eaton on drums, The Killer on piano and vocals, of course. Here's Big Blonde Baby.
Number 20.
Number 20.
Number 20.
Wailing on the corner like an old tomcat, shouting and shaking almost off my back. Who walks by? Oh my, jump in your horse up a big blonde baby. Yes indeed she flipped me, she was so divine. Fell right down and begged her to be mine, all mine. Held her tight, good night. Jump in your horse up a big blonde baby. Big blonde baby, ooh, glory be. Here I go, big blonde baby. Kisses me, peaches till I'm hollering a gosh oh gee. Love's a man like no one can. Jump in your horse up a big blonde baby. Some man like no one can. Jump in Jehoshaphat, big fun, baby.
Hi, this is Stan Perkins of Jackson, Tennessee, wishing the killer, the one and only Jerry Lee Lewis, a happy birthday. Love you, man.
Coming in at number 19 on our killer countdown is another track recorded in 1958 and may have best described Jerry Lee Lewis. It was a highlight recording in the Great Balls of Fire movie about him, recorded at Sun Records. Here's Wild One.
Number 19.
Number 19.
Number 19.
And I'm just out of school, like I'm real, real cool. I got the jump, got the jive, got the message, I'm alive. I'm a wild one, I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. I'm gonna keep it shaking, I'm gonna keep it moving, baby. Don't you grab my style, I'm a real wild child. Come on, baby, shake all night long. I shake till I beat to come home from the bone. But I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. I'm gonna keep a shaking, gonna keep a moving, baby. Don't you grab my stock, and I'm a real wild child. Yeah!
shaking. We're gonna move it all night long. Yeah. Oh, a lot of shaking going on. I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. I'm gonna keep it shaking. Gonna keep it moving, baby. Don't you grab my style. I'm a real wild child. Oh! The sun goes down, all the after dark, I can get around. Gonna move all around, maybe have a hop. When we start to bump and I say, okay, stop, but I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. I'm gonna keep it shaking, gonna keep on moving, baby. Don't you grab my style, I'm a real wild child. I'm a real wild child, I'm a real wild child, I'm a real wild child. Watch out!
At number 18 in our Killer Countdown, brought to us by Lanark Records, is a song that got its title from a reference to beer, particularly Schlitz beer. They had the slogan, "The beer that made Milwaukee famous." This song made it to number 2 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles Chart in 1968. It's The Killer with "What's Made Milwaukee Famous Has Made a Loser Out of Me."
Number 18.
Number 18.
Thank you very much. It's number 18.
It's late and she's waiting, and I know I should go home. But every time I start to leave, they play another song. Then someone buys another round, and wherever drinks are free. What's made Milwaukee famous has made a fool out of me. Babies begged me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone, and I'm to blame. Too late, I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. Babies begged me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness just can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone and I'm to blame. Too late, I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. What's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me.
Hi, this is Sleepy LaBeef wishing The Killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, a happy birthday.
At number 17 in the Killer Countdown is a song taken from the album of the same name in 1969. It peaked at number 2 as well on the Billboard Hot Country Singles Chart in the U.S., but came in at number 1 on the Canadian RPM Country Tracks Chart in 1969. Here's Jerry Lee Lewis with "She Even Woke Me Up to Say Goodbye."
Number 17.
Number 17.
It's number 17.
Morning's come, and Lord, my mind is aching. Yes, it is. Sunshine standing quietly at my door. Just like the dawn, my heart is silently breaking.
with my tears, it goes tumbling to the floor. Once again, the whole town will be talking. Yes, they will. Lord, I've seen the pity that's in their eyes. They can never understand. It's her sorrow, it's not a man. And no matter what they say, we know she tried. Baby's packed her soft things, and she's left me, she's left me, she's left me. And I know she didn't mean to make me cry. It's not her heart, Lord, it's her mind. She didn't mean to be unkind. Why, she even woke me up to say goodbye. It's not her heart, Lord, it's her mind. She didn't mean to be unkind. Why, she even woke me up to say baby.
Our final song this hour in the Killer Countdown, brought to us by Lanark Records, featuring the brand new Linda Gail Lewis project, Hard Rockin' Woman, comes to us from 1977 and a number 4 hit on the country charts. At number 16, here's Middle Age Crazy.
Number 16.
Number 16.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, number 16.
He traded his big 98 Oldsmobile. He got a heck of a deal on a new Porsche car. He ain't wearing his usual gray business suit. He's got jeans and high boots with an embroidered star. And today he's 40 years old, going on 20. Don't look for the gray in his hair, 'cause he ain't got any. He's got a young thing beside him that just melts in his hand. He's middle-aged crazy, trying to prove he still can. Got a woman he's loved for a long, long time at home. Ah, but the thrill is all gone when they cut down the lights. They've got a business that they've been a while coming by. Been a long uphill climb, but now the profits are high. But today
He's 40 years old, going on 20. And he hears of sword and affairs, and he ain't had any. And the young thing beside him, you know, she understands that he's middle-aged crazy, trying to prove he still can.
Rockabilly Deluxe features the best in new and classic roots,
rockabilly,
and psychobilly music from around the world. In 6 issues a year, we cover it all, not just the music, but the Weekenders,
the Pinups,
the Hot Rods,
and all the other details that create the scene.
And coming soon, even more content in our online issue.
Subscribe online at www.rockabillydeluxemagazine.bigcartel.com.
Rockabilly Deluxe Magazine. If there's a rockabilly scene, we'll be there.
And you should be there with us.
Your source for rockabilly, blues, surf, roots, early country, and rock and roll. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now, special thanks to Lanark Records for bringing us the killer countdown, the top 20 of your favorite Jerry Lee Lewis tracks as voted on by you, and to celebrate the killer's 80th birthday. Number 15 through 11 will be on the show next time, and more from Linda Gail Lewis, including a track from her latest Lanark Records release, Hard Rockin' Woman. Now let's get back into the music. The John Lindbergh Trio are taking us honky-tonkin' on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Well, let's shake the shack until the break of dawn. We keep on going till the early morning. If you're invited, you can face the truth, 'cause we got hoes and we got loose. Smokestack, 8-track, 4-pack, gunners in the party is a mess. Whoa. Drinking, gambling, hell, ace. Well, the 56 words take a pass for a ribbon and they give me the evil eye. Teddy boy style, white dress, young kids wearing shotguns. If you're invited, you can face the truth, 'cause we got hoes and we got loons. And a boy named Sue.
Go honky tonk, yeah,
till the break of dawn.
Go honky tonk, yeah,
tomorrow I'll be gone.
Go honky tonk, yeah,
before we get real gone.
Oh, Hi, this is Big Sandy of Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Oh, well, I wonder how you'd feel if I walked out on this deal. Would you sit alone and cry all night long? Or would you be glad that I'm gone? There's no use in pretending that our love is unending. It's just been falling apart, girl, right from the start. And I guess that I've known it all along. Will you be glad when I'm gone? Just been falling apart, girl, right from the start. My love light seems to dim with each new dawn. Will you be glad when I'm gone? Sit and wonder what went wrong. Will you be glad that I'm gone? Will I wonder how you feel if I walked out on this deal? Would you sit alone and cry all night long? Or would you be glad that I'm gone? Been falling apart, girl, right from the start. And I guess that I've known it all along. But will you be glad when I'm gone? Well, I wonder how you'd feel if I walked out on this deal. Tell me, would you sit alone and cry all night long? Will you be glad that I'm gone? Or will you be glad that I'm gone? That I'm gone.
I wanna live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. I wanna live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Don't want slow walking or sad singing, let them have a jubilee. I want to leave a lot of happy women thinking pretty thoughts of me. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. I got a hot rod car and a cowboy suit, and I really do get around. I got a little black book and the gals look cute, and I know the name of every spot in town. I want to find them, fool them, leave them, and let them do the same to me. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Let me grab my hat and baby, come along with me. We're gonna do some fancy stepping. We're really going on a spree. I wanna live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Now you may not approve of the things I do, but it really don't bother me. But don't ever think you're gonna tie me down. I'm gonna stay foot loose, fancy free. Jump back, make tracks, move out, let them pretty gals and me.
I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory.
That's the great Farron Young with his first number one song, Live Fast, Love Hard, Die Young, from 1955. Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys with Glad When I'm Gone. It's from their project, What a Dream It's Been. Hey, Rocking Merch has band merchandise, CDs, DVDs, T-shirts, including Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour T-shirts. Rockingmerch.com is where you can find out all of the info. Now, we've got time for one more. It's Deke Dickerson with Wear Out the Soles of My Shoes. Been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Stay tuned next time for more with Linda Gail Lewis and our Killer Countdown, brought to us by Lanark Records, and so much more. You don't want to miss it. Until then, it's Jam and James Riley saying keep on rockin'.